This call was made by Shepherd Tembo, who stays and works in Marlborough, Harare. The 41-year-old father of three is disabled in both legs and walks very slowly without a walking aid. He only went as far as grade 4, but taught himself landscaping and horticulture through observing housing and company premises and looking through landscape books. Tembo, who is employed as a gardener, says he is convinced he should start his own company run by people with disabilities. He says through his savings, he has put together implements that will help him launch a landscaping and horticulture company. Tembo says this idea came into his mind after realizing that many qualified people with disabilities are failing to secure formal employment.
When I requested to be employed, the managers told me that I was sick and could not be given any job. I realized that people with disabilities should not resort to begging after failing to secure employment. They had to hold their heads high and start their own enterprise.
Tembo says people with disabilities will only get respect if they are bold in showing their skills. He says people like him are called names even by those close to them. This motivated him to start composing songs with a message. On some weekends, he teams up with a local band to entertain revelers who enjoy music with a message. Tembo's wife, Ripisai, says it is important that the government gives her husband a small piece of land to start his landscaping and horticulture business, as he is determined to succeed.
I admire the way he works. He is so skillful and thorough, more than those who are able-bodied, who mock him. Our employers are truly amazed.
She says if people with disabilities start successful projects, they will gain respect from those who look down upon them.
Friends and relatives did not like it when I got married to Shepherd. They despised the fact that he has received recognition working in Harare.
Tembo's employer, Grant Clark Worthy, says people with disabilities should receive encouragement to help them achieve their goals.
What really struck me is when I came to visit my mother-in-law, Betty Guild. He works in Betty Guild's yard. When I drive in, I can see the work he's done here. What really shocked me, he can do things with the capabilities that he's got. And it really struck me down that a disability person can do that when other people could do what he could do, but he can do a lot better.
Grant says Tembo will succeed in life if he receives the necessary support from society and government.
My profession, I'm in tracking. I do vehicle satellite tracking. What he does, I cannot do. I can never do. It takes years of experience. It takes months of what he does, and I appreciate that.
Thomas Muchadenyika is a pastor with the United Pentecostal Church. Muchadenyika is disabled in both legs and walks with the aid of crutches. He says Tembo's attitude to life should inspire others with disabilities.
As a poor disabled person, learn that crying only, seated down, just crying will not help. But you have to do some initiatives. If ever you've got a little opportunity, utilize that opportunity and do something. That the world, at the end of the day, it will see that at least he's trying to do something. Let's also chip in.
Journalism student Patricia Mucha says it is important for people with disabilities to believe in themselves instead of focusing on the negative perceptions of society. She says Tembo's actions are an indication that time has come for them to empower themselves.
It means that people with disabilities can do anything in life.
In 2008, member countries of the United Nations adopted the Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. All of them, including Zimbabwe, have ratified the convention, which states that people with disabilities should have equal opportunity, right of access, and participation without discrimination. The way people with disabilities are being treated in developing countries is contrary to the convention. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I am Safari Njema.